This is Akashvani. The news read by Shefali Singh. A delegation-level meeting was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv today. During the meeting, four MOUs were signed and exchanged in the presence of both the leaders. The MOUs were signed to bolster bilateral ties in various fields including community development projects in Ukraine, drugs control standards, cultural exchange and agriculture. Briefing the media on the Prime Minister's visit to Ukraine, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said discussions were devoted to bilateral relations, trade, economic issues, defence, pharmaceutical and agriculture. He said both the leaders discussed the conflict in Ukraine.
The Prime Minister reiterated the need for sincere and practical engagement between all stakeholders to develop innovative solutions that will have broad acceptability and contribute towards early restoration of peace. He reiterated India's willingness to contribute in all possible ways to facilitate an early return of peace.
He said Prime Minister Modi also reiterated India's willingness to contribute in all possible ways for early return of peace. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the three new criminal laws have dismantled the colonial legacy and empowered the criminal justice system in the country. Addressing the students and faculty members of the National Forensic Science University in Gandhinagar today, the Vice President underscored the pivotal role of forensic science in the contemporary legal system. Mr. Dhankar said forensic science is not merely a technical field but a cornerstone of the criminal justice system of the nation. Mr. Dhankar said the criminal justice system of the country defines its democracy and its growth as a nation. The Vice President also highlighted the role of forensic science in delivering justice and strengthening the rule of law. Earlier, the Vice President planted a tree at the university. Later, Mr. Dhankar will attend the Dharma Dhamma International Conference at Gujarat University in Ahmedabad. Gujarat Governor Acharya Devvrat and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hit out at Congress for its alliance with the National Conference in the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. In a social media post, Mr. Shah accused the Congress of repeatedly risking the nation's unity and security to satiate its greed for power. Referring to the National Conference's manifesto, Mr. Shah asked 10 questions of the Congress party and its leader Rahul Gandhi. Mr. Shah questioned whether the Congress supports the National Conference's promise of a separate flag for Jammu and Kashmir and JKNC's decision to restore Article 370 and 35A, thereby pushing Jammu and Kashmir back into an era of unrest and terrorism. The Gujarat government today announced a 350 crore relief package for farmers affected by heavy rains in July this year. State Agriculture Minister Raghavji Patel announced this in the assembly on the last day of the monsoon session. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has asked food business operators, FBOs, and e-commerce FBOs to remove all claims regarding A1 and A2 types of milk and milk products from all packaging. FSSAI's instructions came after it found that several FBOs were selling milk and milk products such as ghee, butter and curd under the A1 and A2 classification using FSSAI license numbers. The food regulator added that the A1 and A2 differentiation of milk is essentially linked to a difference in the structure of protein and therefore any A2 claims on milk fat products are misleading and not in conformance with the provisions of the FSS Act 2006 and its regulations. And the Education Ministry has directed all states and union territories to implement the guidelines on school safety and security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with POPSO guidelines. And that is the end of this news bulletin.